Well, hello there, Take Two family. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I need your help because this is a very special feast day. Very special. So special that we are devoting the whole entire episode, live episode with your calls, to this great feast, the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And I'm going to be talking a lot about this great saint who played a very key role next to the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, in the salvation story, preparing the way for the Messiah. So much to say about this great saint, but here's what's really interesting, folks. We need St. John the Baptist now more than ever in this world. So let's talk about it. If you have an understanding of this great saint, if you have looked into his life, you know, he spent pretty much all of his life in the desert. If you wanted to understand him better, if you brought him into your prayer life, there's prayers to St. John the Baptist. Maybe you don't understand that much about him because he really tends to get overlooked, and it's unfortunate because he is an incredible saint who ties the Old Testament, New Testament together. He's a final prophet preparing the way for Jesus, and so closely tied to Elijah. I mean, so many things to say. He's the second cousin of Jesus. So let's talk about St. John the Baptist on this incredible feast day that is a very important feast in our church calendar. And actually, early on in our church, it was just really high up there as an important feast day, so much so that the faithful were required to go to mass and to fast and all sorts of things. So let's talk about St. John the Baptist on this feast day. I need your help. Matt Kabinski's on the phones. You can ask a question, make a comment, share how you have brought St. John the Baptist into your spiritual life. And you know, we know him from many quotes and things around him, so we'll talk about that as well, like the locusts and the honey that he lived off of, where he lived in the desert, in the mountainous region, how he encountered Jesus, what he used to say to people that he was teaching and the followers of him, what it all meant. It's very important, and we need to really dive deeply because, humbly put, I believe we need St. John the Baptist now, in this day and age that we live in right now, more than ever. So do you feel that way? So let's call in and share your takes on this. 833-288-3986. I don't want to give a whole hour of catechesis on St. John the Baptist. I really want to go back and forth with you. So I need your help. So call in, ask your questions, make your comments. Share whatever you know about St. John the Baptist. Also, Charles Beery, our producer, he posted on take2show.com. That's our website. And also on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, the wonderful presentation that Father Chris Alar did just last week on St. John the Baptist. And he brought in some really interesting details that I really didn't even know about. Some are a little bit speculative, but it's a fine presentation. And I would say that it is just a wonderful way for you to really dive deeply into this great saint's life who played a very, very key role in salvation history. So please, call in right now. This is the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. And if you went to Mass today, maybe you could share what the homily was all about. I'm sure it was about John the Baptist. But maybe you could share what the priest imparted to you today. If you watched Mass on TV or you listened to it on the radio, the readings are very powerful. I just really would ask the Take Two family, go to the usccb.org, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops website, go to the readings, read those readings and meditate on each line. Very, very important. Also, I'm going to touch upon the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 523, about St. John the Baptist, and I'll go line by line so we can connect the dots there. We can have a very robust discussion today with your help. This is the feast day of St. John the Baptist. Please call in and share your understanding of this great saint. You know, let me just present this angle and see if this will make you call in. John the Baptist was really good at calling out hypocrites. Okay, he really got after the Pharisees and those who, you know, presented themselves in such a holy and pious way, but really they had to clean up their lives and they really were, you know, misdirected in so many areas. And so that's where you hear in scripture, brood of vipers, right? That was from John the Baptist. So, you know, do you think maybe we need to go to this great saint during this time? Because I'm just saying there are a lot of people out there right now who are, you know, talking a good talk, but they're not really walking the walk. And it's kind of interesting. So it's John the Baptist is needed. And also John the Baptist baptizing at the Jordan River and other areas. What did he say? To repent, to turn away from sin, repent, and really prepare for the coming of the Messiah, right? And we need to always be in that preparation mode. In fact, John the Baptist is with us in Advent and in Lent. He's with us the whole church year, which is so beautiful. So I ask you to please weigh in on this conversation for this wonderful feast day. Oh, I've got the sniffles. It is allergy season in Arizona. And when the wind starts to get going in Arizona, everybody who lives out here out west, you know what I mean. It kind of stirs up all the dust and that we live around. And oh, wow, it just really hits you hard with the allergies. But I'm hanging in there with you guys, so I need your help. You can open phone lines just for you. Please don't sit this out. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. And you know, if you're listening right now and you're Greek Orthodox, you know, you have a very special closeness to John the Baptist. Would you call in? The clergy, call in and share. Maybe there's things you didn't know. Maybe you just watched Father Chris Alar's presentation on John the Baptist and you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know all those details. I thought Father Alar did a fabulous job. So please, here's the number, 833-288-3986. Do we need John the Baptist today? To kind of call out people and get them on the right path, right? And to baptize and to bring people into the faith with a greater understanding. Remember, he baptized with water, Jesus with the spirit and fire. So you're talking about, it's such an elevated sacrament. Let's talk about it on this incredible feast day of the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. When I come back, I'd like to get to your call, so please dial in 833-288-3986. We're talking about the great saint today, St. John the Baptist, on this solemnity, this wonderful feast day in our church. If you can get to Mass, please do so, or watch Mass on TV or listen to Mass on the radio. Very important. But dive deeply into the readings. Starts with Isaiah and then goes into all about John the Baptist's ministry. And it's very, very important day and for us to really meditate upon Scripture. Especially because he was the last prophet of the Old Testament, ushering in the New Testament. So he is the connector. He's the bridge right there. It's very important. And it's just, there's so many. If you ever were into any type of those investigation shows or those shows where you have the detectives and all those things, and you're like, oh, I want to put together all the pieces to find out, you know, who did it and who were all the players and how did it all connect? Well, that's exactly what happens with when you look at the Old Testament, the New Testament, and you look at Jesus' fulfillment of the prophecy, the New Covenant. It is a connection to the Old Testament, and you put together all the pieces and all the dots, and it comes together, and you're like, wow, this is so cool. There wasn't a missing thing at all. And John the Baptist came on the scene, fulfilled his mission, being, you know, for it, ushering in, preparing the way for Jesus, the Messiah, validating that he was the authentic sacrificial lamb. Okay, so he absolutely did his part. And then what happened to him? He was beheaded. Okay, so he went to his martyrdom. I'll tell you what, it is a fascinating story. He's a strong biblical character. He is one that is needed now, I think, more than ever. And you know, we celebrate, you know, next to the Blessed Mother, it's this feast is the Nativity, the birth of Saint John the Baptist. Remember, most oftentimes feast days are for when they entered into eternal life. This is the birth. earth. Why? Because it's just so important. It ties all the way back to the Old Testament. Elijah coming all the way through to the New Testament. There's so many elements we need to go into. We're not going to have enough time to do it today, but I need your help because you are the ones that bring your understanding so that we can shape it and teach and grow together. So if you know anything about John the Baptist, or maybe you're born today, please call in 833-288-3986. If you're not sure what angle to approach this, how about this? Do you think we need the strength of John the Baptist today? I'll share what he is the patron saint of, and we can talk about that. Remember, he lived in the desert. Many feel that he was part of the Essene group, where it's like a monastic life, where they prepare, they fast, they really feel like they need to be out of society and be on their own to really acquire a deeper holiness. And so he was a scruffy-looking character. But, you know, for us, when we see him portrayed on screen or in spiritual artwork, we're like, oh, well, that's kind of odd. But, you know, for the Jews back then, it wasn't, because prophets looked like that, because they removed themselves from all of the things, that all the luxuries, if you will, at that time. And they removed themselves and they deepened their holiness. Right. So when he came on the scene, people listened, and he was quite popular, so much so that's why Herod at the time, you know, felt that he was a threat and really wanted him gone. And so it's an interesting development in his ministry life, and then going up into his death. But it's important for us today to realize John the Baptist and how he can help us in our spiritual life and what we're dealing with today, how we can navigate life. So do you think we need more John the Baptist today? So if you do, call in 833-288-3986. All your favorite EWTN programs are available right now on demand, day or night, on SoundCloud. Remember that EWTN is everywhere, so SoundCloud is where on demand you can pick up all of your favorite programs. So let me go back to this real quickly. Here's the other famous, and I say famous because it's very popular, the scripture verse: he must increase, I must decrease. And that is from John 3, verse 30. And he must increase, I must decrease. Okay, so here's John the Baptist. People listened to him. He was a teacher. He had a big following. He was Jesus' second cousin. He was preparing the way for the Messiah, Jesus, right? He baptized at the Jordan River. He was telling people to repent. Okay, and yet he knew when he was ready to hand off that, you know, that torch, you know, because he prepared the way when he was ready to hand that baton off, and he handed it to Jesus for Jesus to do what Jesus needed to do, right? He knew to say he must increase, Jesus must increase, I must decrease. And we can apply that to our lives today. Are we really focused like John the Baptist? Are we trying to prepare others to live in a state of grace, to live in holiness, to strive for sainthood? And are we also remembering that it's not about us? You know, it's not about me or Jerry or anyone else here at EWTN. It's about getting back to God. We came from God, and we should be striving to and running towards God. And always remembering that he must increase, I must decrease, because it's not about us, and it's not about what we can attain here. It's not about what we can accumulate here. It's not about what we can achieve here. It's about pointing and focusing on Jesus. Do you believe that? Are you practicing that? Come on, Take Two family, fill up those phone lines. Let's go. You know, I took a risk. I'm going to be honest with you. I took a risk putting this on the calendar because I kind of knew, just from in religious education, that most people have not really gone in deep in the life of St. John the Baptist. That's why Father Chris Alard did that wonderful talk on it last week. And it's very interesting because you can see by the open phone lines, you guys are kind of listening and learning, and that is fantastic. I'll happily teach this whole entire hour. But there's got to be a few of you out there that you have reached and looked into John the Baptist, and you connected all the dots from the Old Testament, New Testament. You saw how important he was. You know, he was in, the angel Gabriel came to Elizabeth and Zechariah. They had no children, right? They hadn't had any children. She was beyond childbearing years. The angel Gabriel said, "You're going to have a child," right? This is how important he is. And then when Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth, you know, John stirred in her womb. John recognized Jesus in Elizabeth's womb. I mean, think about that, you guys. You got to go deep with this. Think about that. This is huge. We miss this. This. I feel so bad for John the Baptist sometimes because he is so overlooked. It's kind of like St. Joseph. We just overlook them because we just don't take the time to realize they played such a key role in salvation history. And they can help us today. That's the key. They can help us today. We can learn from John the Baptist. Did you know their prayers to John the Baptist? You probably didn't even maybe realize that. Okay, here go the phone lines. Now you guys have something to say. You have to think about it a bit, but I do think it is important for us to talk about. And here comes a question that just came in. How is God increasing in your life and how are you decreasing? You know, that's a great question and statement. You know, how are we in the process of constantly increasing God and removing ourselves? Now, it doesn't mean we're not important. It doesn't mean we're not valued. Of course we are. Of course we are. But we need to be pointing to the direction, and we should be pointing other people to the direction of God, just like John the Baptist. So you see where I'm trying to bring this all together? Okay, so I want to go to the phones, and we also have, we also have 8 things to know about John the Baptist, St. John the Baptist. Church Pop did a article on it. And so we'll ask Charles Beery. Charles, if you can also post that Church Pop. Yep, he just said yes. Charles is right on top of things. I just love him for that. Okay, Michael McCall is on social media. I'm waving to you guys. You have Jerry tomorrow, me today. Well, I'm going to be back tomorrow too, but you have me today. I need you. We do have a couple open phone lines. Please call in now and share what you know about John the Baptist, how you think we can bring him into our lives today. Do you think we need John the Baptist? Do you think we need to start praying to John the Baptist? And I will share... he's the patron saint of many things, actually. But there's so many great things we can talk about John the Baptist, and even some funny things, too. So I'll be sharing that. I'll weave that in and out of the discussions. But let's go to Alana. Alana is in Long Island, New York, listening on Veritas Catholic Radio. Alana, thank you so much for calling in, and welcome to the program.
My pleasure. So I just wanted to share that my son's birthday coincides with the epiphany of the birth of St. John the Baptist. So I explained to him how important it is because I told him Jesus said he was the greatest man to walk on earth. Mm-hmm. So if Jesus said it, that must be, that's a big deal and you have big shoes to fill. So he thinks that's super cool, especially because he wants to be a priest when he grows up. But also, culturally, it's very important to us because my husband is Italian and I'm of Puerto Rican background. And St. John the Baptist is the patron saint of Puerto Rico. It's in our coat of arms, mm-hmm. the Latin saying, Johannes est nomen eos, which is John is his name. And the coat of arms is depicting a lamb with the flag and the cross. And in Puerto Rico and in Spain and in Italy, La Noche de San Juan, or the Night of St. John, celebrating his birth, is celebrated with big bonfires where you burn your palm leaves that are left over from Palm Sunday, and you jump into the ocean, kind of honoring or remembering that he was the baptizer, and you jump into the ocean backwards, like in Spain, you jump into the ocean backwards three times and you make wishes for the next year, like, God, please help us to have a good harvest, or I'm looking for a spouse. And so you ask St. John to intercede for you in that way. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to share that, that he's very important in not just for us in the church, but culturally for so many countries and states.
Absolutely. I understand, too, he's in the coat of arms in various places in the United Kingdom, other places too. Yeah, you're spot on, Alana. Thank you so much. Before you go, I want to ask you a couple questions. How old is your son right now?
10.
He's 10, and he's born today, so happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Do you feel okay giving us his first name? I want to put him in the prayer book to pray for if indeed he fulfills that vocation into the priesthood. We just want to be praying now for him.
Yeah, thank you. I agree. So his name is Biagio, which is the Italian for Blaise. He's named after St. Blaise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, interesting little fact to share is that, you know, St. Blaise was also a veterinarian. He handled a lot of animals and, of course, was a priest. And so that's exactly what my son wants to do, which I think is so funny. So he has a special devotion to him, and I ask St. Blaise to pray for him for that too.
Beautiful. Well, please wish him a happy birthday. We will be praying for him. We'll be praying for your entire family. Couple things I wanted to share with you, you know, and for our listeners too. St. John the Baptist is a patron saint of baptism, obviously, bird dealers, converts, monastic life, motorways, printers, tailors, lambs, and prisoners. You know, an interesting variety of things that he watches over and takes care of. But he's also so fabulous at keeping people focused with many blessings that come with it. And we know that because other priests have talked about going into his life and seeing how when people bring St. John the Baptist into their life, they notice that there are abundant graces. Why? Because what did he do? He prepared the way for us to receive the graces, right? For Jesus's gift to us of suffering and dying and rising from the dead, right? So those graces, he prepared us for that. And it's fabulous because there's abundant graces that follow with those that follow St. John the Baptist. So an additional blessing for your son, Alana, and for your family, because, you know, your son being born on this special day, having an attachment to St. John the Baptist, culturally, you said yes, and also in our faith throughout the whole church calendar, there's this strong devotion to this very, very strong saint and biblical character that played a very, very important part in salvation history. And I will tell you that if we get back to that, if we go back to what we know is true, like you were sharing at the beginning of your call, Alana, I think we would get people focused and we would see more vocations. So you see where I'm going with it? We just want to get back on the path so that more vocations can come. Alana, you're awesome. You're going to hear the music in about 30 seconds. Real quick comments.
No, that's it. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel that the more we incorporate our traditions, our church traditions into our culture and day-to-day life, the more connected we will be spiritually to our Heavenly Father, and a better place we'll be as a world, as a community.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Alana, thank you so much. God bless you. Call us again. Thank you for gracing this conversation today. You hear the music. When I come back, I'm going to share what the Catechism has to say about this great St. John the Baptist on this feast day. Please call in. Please, I need your voice. 833-288-3986. Dedicated the whole entire show to St. John the Baptist today on his feast day. Very important a feast day for us in the Catholic Church. So we're asking you to weigh in on this topic to see if you think we need more John the Baptist today, preparing the way, getting people on track, having people think about repenting and returning to the gospel, and very important, how John the Baptist has played a key role in your life, like Alana and her family. I think that is beautiful. Her son was born today, 10 years ago. I think it's amazing. Others I know, I have family members who this day is a very important day, birthdays and other important events happened on this day for them, and that's powerful. But how has John the Baptist played a role in your spiritual life? That's what I'm interested in. So could you call in and share? Maybe you have no idea. You know what? Feel free to call in. We're the Take Two family. You could call in and say, hey, Debbie, this is the first I'm hearing of all this, and now you've got me kind of interested. Well, after I read from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 523, maybe you'll be very interested in calling in, because you're going to want to go deeper with St. John the Baptist. That's why Charles Beery posted the great hour-long talk that Father Chris Aylar just did on St. John the Baptist, and he was so fired up about it. I mean, he was super excited about it. That hour just went by really quickly, and he gave some great details of things. But I need to hear from you. So the Take Two family, you got plenty of time to call in. Matt Kabinsky's got his hand ready to go on that button to say hello to you at 833-288-3986. Call in on social media. I'm waving to you. Says, think how much St. Thomas More might have been influenced by St. John the Baptist, just standing for the truth in Christ. Oh, Colin, I totally agree. Yeah, St. John the Baptist, he was a powerhouse of a saint, absolutely, and influenced many of the saints throughout the years, because that's why early on, and Father Chris Aylar talked about it, early on, I think in the year 500, around there, our church actually had this feast day elevated much higher than it is today. So you got to understand that, guys. This is why this is an important topic, and I really need your help. 833-288-3986. Gina on social media, waving to you, Gina. John the Baptist is another great saint to pray for our clergy. Yes, who need such grace in speaking the truth and are persecuted for doing so. Couldn't agree more, Gina. This is why I was doing this topic today. Lisa Marie says, the priest, Father Mark, during the homily at EWTN Mass today said, a good parent is like John the Baptist, preparing the way of the Lord for their child, decreasing so the child can increase, and introducing the child to Jesus. Wow. I didn't realize Father Mark said that today at the homily. Lisa Marie, that is powerful. Let me just share that again, because that is really powerful right there. Father Mark, during the EWTN Mass today, said a good parent is like John the Baptist, preparing the way of the Lord for their child, decreasing so the child can increase, introducing the child to Jesus. Wow, that was a home run of a homily, Lisa Marie. Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so social media is going strong. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. There is a couple open phone lines. I need you to fill those last phone lines so we can finish this hour really honoring this great saint, St. John the Baptist. 833-288-3986. Okay, but let me share this, because I promised. Paragraph 523, I'm on a roll, because I'm really into St. John the Baptist, and I'll tell you why I am. I just feel in the times we're living today, where things seem so kind of crazy, I'll be honest with you, it's just you don't know what to predict or feel or, you know, even sometimes pray for. It's all over the place. We need a St. John the Baptist to really get us focused. St. John the Baptist was strong. He was unwavering. He knew what his mission was. He kept everybody focused. He kept everybody pointing towards the Messiah, Jesus. I think we need that today. And St. John the Baptist today on this feast day can really help us. So paragraph 523 says, now listen to this closely, folks. St. John the Baptist is the Lord's immediate precursor or forerunner sent to prepare his way, prophet of the Most High. John surpasses all the prophets, of whom he is the last. Remember, he's the last prophet, And then here comes Jesus, right? So John the Baptist was very powerful. He inaugurates the gospel already from his mother's womb, welcomes the coming of Christ, and rejoices in being the friend of the bridegroom, whom he points out as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Going before Jesus in the spirit and power of Elijah. See the connection? The spirit and power of Elijah. John bears witness to Christ in his preaching, by his baptism of conversion, and through his martyrdom. Wow. Guys, this is huge, and it's really time for us to understand it better. We can't really just sit and just hope that the Lord just puts in our minds and in our hearts the information we need and the understanding. We really have to work at uncovering and unpacking these great saints and other people that have helped us through the centuries, right? We must invest ourselves if we really want to own our spiritual, our faith life, our spiritual lives. If we really want to take ownership, let's really start to dive deeply, okay? So it can transform us from the inside out. I really believe what I'm sharing today. I'm not just, you know, I didn't just put on my religious education hat and just started sharing things with you. I really believe it. I think we're in a time that we need to start working on ourselves first and asking all the angels and saints to help us, enlist them and bring them around us. They're there for us. They're rooting for us. They're praying for us. And they want us to succeed. They want us to get to heaven. It's time we ask them to help us. I know I just did that a couple months ago. Believe it or not, it was just a couple months ago. I really had a heart-to-heart with all the angels and saints. And I said, we're in trouble in this world. We need your help. Please come around to all of us and help us and get us focused and get us on track. So if you have something to say about this, about the great St. John the Baptist, if you want to share anything you learned or something that you want to start doing today, please call in 833-288-3986. Let's get to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is in Steubenville, Ohio, on God's Love Radio. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Hi. First time calling.
Thank you.
I tried a couple of times, but I never get through. So anyway, I was born in Poland, and we have that tradition that my parents won't let go to swimming in a creek or anywhere after the 24th, after the Baptist, John Baptist. They were saying that he blessed the water, so it's more healthy for kids to swim after that. So I kind of tried to tell that to my kids too, and I mean, that's a different tradition in America here, but that's why I grew up. And another thing, we couldn't wait for the day because the parents can take us to church and we can receive little wine that day.
Mm, right. So, wow.
So that's why I just wanted to share. And I said that I was just thinking that would be a good idea probably to pray St. John Baptist for those unbaptized children. And I do have granddaughter and that's not baptized, and my daughter not really... Mm-hmm. is up mm-hmm. there. My kid was baptized, but she didn't want nothing to do with the baptizing. So I think that would be great to pray to the St. John Baptist for that?
Absolutely. Okay, so thank you so much, Elizabeth. There's no accident to your call because, you know, I'm getting older by the second. I will tell everyone that I'm going to be 59 this year. And I get a thought and I make notes. I have a ton of books in front of me. I make notes. But something will pass because, you know, the hour goes very fast on Take Two. But Elizabeth, there was no accident to your call. I love the name. I love that your name is Elizabeth. So you tied in beautifully to St. John the Baptist. But I will share with you, Elizabeth, that what you just said was so powerful. Being the patron saint of baptism, obviously, John the Baptist, right? Because he baptized and he begged people to repent. Absolutely. Do you know, Elizabeth, that a lot of parents and grandparents, they absolutely forget about John the Baptist when they're asking for help to get their family members baptized. They forget to go to John the Baptist. So absolutely, and it goes along with what I was sharing. And I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Bishop Barron that did a very fine talk on John the Baptist about all the blessings that come from bringing John the Baptist into your spiritual lives and your desires and needs for your family. So Elizabeth, you just nailed it right there. You know, the number one prayer intention, the number one prayer request from parents is to bring our family members back home to the church because they've walked away. Well, why aren't we going to St. John the Baptist? He was the one who shouted it to the world at that time where he ministered. It was a small part of the entire world, but it was a powerful part, and he had a big following. Okay, he shouted it to the world about the need for repentance, the need to be baptized, the need to find and search for the truth, and the truth has a name, and it is the Messiah Jesus. So, Elizabeth, you nailed it. Absolutely. We should all be praying for, and if we have family members that have walked away, we should be praying to St. John the Baptist to help us with these family members. What do you say?
Can you put my granddaughter and my daughter on your prayer list too? Because she's astray from church and she will not baptize her daughter. And I mentioned to her and she says, absolutely not. And okay. So I'm praying and hoping that God give her the grace to open her eyes because she had all sacraments that she received. Okay. But she don't want to baptize her daughter.
Okay, so I put your whole family in here. You don't have to give any first names if you don't want to because God knows your family. But Elizabeth, you grew up, your family had this cultural understanding and reverence for John the Baptist. You talked about, you know, swimming, after the feast of John the Baptist because of the waters, right? So you have already an attachment by your family to John the Baptist. Okay, so we will pray. We will ask John the Baptist, but you especially, and you carrying Elizabeth as a name, okay, go to John the Baptist and ask him to really step in a forceful way with your family, okay?
I will.
You got this, Elizabeth. I feel it. You're going to be calling back soon. I just have a feeling, and we're going to be rejoicing and praising God. But you are spot on. What you did today for the Take Two family was huge. We need to go to John the Baptist for our family members that are refusing or unwilling to have their children baptized. It is truly because once they're baptized, they are marked for Christ. They are marked for Jesus. He knows them. And that's important. And so we should be praying that our children and grandchildren at least are baptized. So yes, Elizabeth, we're with you in that prayer, okay?
And God bless you. Wonderful prayer. I love to listen to you when I'm driving or what.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Call us anytime. Keep us posted, okay?
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you too. God bless you too. Beautiful call. Okay, we're going to get to Donna. Donna, hold on one second. I just want to share with our listeners because I want to make sure I turn our attention. Here goes the Take Two family. Okay, today you were a little slow getting into the calls, but now you're here. You've arrived. So I'm so happy. You guys are awesome. Join us for News Nightly on weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and TV. EWTN News Nightly with Tracy Sable covers breaking Catholic news, top stories, and daily reports from the White House, Capitol Hill, and Rome, all from a Catholic perspective. I think Tracy Sable does a great job, so please check it out, EWTN News Nightly. And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, Donna, is it Gallatin, Tennessee on the iHeartRadio app? Donna, your city, please.
It's Gallatin. It's Gallatin, Tennessee, outside Nashville. In fact, your call screener knows it well. He has camped outside our city at our beautiful Bledsoe Creek State Park. So,
wow.
We have some kinship there. He drives through here when he goes to Nashville.
Nice.
So yes, we are north of Nashville, and yes. Our cicadas are gone. We also discussed that. on speaking of cicadas, that may have a John the Baptist reference,
with the,
right?
With the locust? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. But I joined the program at about 11:20, so I missed a lot of the John the Baptist backstory, background. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think he has been rather dismissed by all of us, or kind of marginalized. Yes, you know, he heralded the arrival of Jesus, but I think we also tend to kind of think of him as, well, he was peculiar and out there in the wilderness, and, mm-hmm. you know, after that, we just kind of go, yes, he announced Jesus, and we just don't give him the reverence we need to. Mm-hmm. And what are the many different references to him in the Bible? What have I missed?
Oh, yeah, so much. So first, I shared, and thank you for saying that, because you're spot on. That's the reason I wanted to do this show. I knew that this was going to be difficult for many, because it's like, well, how do I talk about John the Baptist? You know, if people call in, because this is the platform for the laity to come together. And I thought, well, if people aren't really recognizing John the Baptist, what are they going to know to say? And so you nailed it, Donna. And it's so true. He's an overlooked, very strong biblical character that played a key role in connecting everything from Old Testament, New Testament. He was the final prophet. It was connected to Elijah. You're right. He was heralding Jesus. He many, many statements about him, his popularity, his understanding of baptism, his understanding of his mission, his connection as the cousin of Jesus. I mean, it goes on and on. But if you go to, I think that the paragraph in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and after the show, if you could just type in your search bar, CCC, Catechism of the Catholic Church, 523, it's about St. John the Baptist, and it talks all about him being John surpasses all the prophets. He inaugurates the gospel. How great he was, and how he played such a perfect role in such a short amount of time, and he did it perfectly. Now the church recognized his importance early on. It got diminished somewhat. I really don't know why it did, other than I'd have to research it. I'm sure it came up in some kind of council or something like that. But to be honest with you, it should go back to the original understanding and concept of John the Baptist, because we need him now more than ever. We need to set the record straight. We need to get people on the right path. We need to be in that mindset of preparing our hearts continuously. Now, the church realizes that, because John the Baptist is with us in Advent and in Lent and throughout the church year. And so much so that the nativity of John the Baptist. So the only other great saint is the Blessed Mother that we have a nativity for, because most all the saints, it's when they entered into eternal life, right? So we do recognize that as a church. Now, I believe it's the Greek Orthodox Church, if I'm not mistaken. Some of our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters, they actually elevate him a lot higher in various ways. But you're spot on. We need to go back to a deep understanding of John the Baptist, bring him into our lives, especially with, you know, like Elizabeth was just saying before you, about family members who aren't having their kids baptized. I mean, he is the strength. He is the one who absolutely knows how to shout it to the world, the importance of repentance and focusing on God. So yes, there are the scripture passages of, you know, I must decrease, he must increase. And those are powerful. And we all need to practice that and meditate upon that. But going back to him eating locusts and living on wild honey, that those are what the monastic people did back then. And they did that to achieve a sense of deeper sense of holiness. So when they came back into the cities and speaking to the Jewish people didn't recognize John the Baptist as somebody like, oh, he looks so, you know, grubby and he doesn't look clean and, you know, there's something wrong with him. But that's how he's depicted in all of our religious artwork sometimes. And that's unfortunate, because for the Jewish people at that time, they understood it as, this man is really holy. This man has something to say. He's a teacher. We need to pay attention. He was very popular. He was accepted. So is you see how artwork can really throw us off if we don't understand the backstory, the history, Donna?
Yes, and I think we have all kind of succumbed to that stereotype of him when in reality, at least I'm getting some of what I'm saying from watching The Chosen, but at least in The Chosen, they have frequently, you know, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, what they feared was, this is another John the Baptizer, is what they say. And so he must have had tremendous influence and power.
Mm-hmm. He did. So much. There were periods during even Jesus's ministry that he was even like more popular. And that's why John had to realize, you know, his mission was done. He had to pull back. And that's, you know, he had to be very clear. So yeah, there was a lot of followers. Andrew, who was following John the Baptist, went over to follow Jesus. Okay. Because John the Baptist told him, and he listened to everything he said. He said, go, you know, he's the Messiah, go. And it's very important. You're spot on, Donna. And that's why, I think we're drawing attention to it today with John the Baptist on this feast day so that people can stop looking at that image of him looking so, you know, kind of grubby and not very, you know, very holy, if you will, or very perfect in the images, and realize that that is the image of a person who went and really lived out his mission. He knew what he had to do from his mother's womb. He knew what he had to do, and he lived it out in his 30 some odd years to prepare the way and to get people focused. We need a John the Baptist today, and he's it, and he can be with us if we ask him to come into our spiritual lives and to help us refocus. Donna, you're spot on. Here's what I would recommend. Charles Beery posted on Take Two Show, taketwoshow.com, and Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, the Father Chris Alar presentation on John the Baptist. He just did it a couple days ago. It's 1 hour long. It's phenomenal. So Donna, pick that up and you'll catch up where you missed today. Okay.
Okay. And if I could ask you one favor to echo, sure, Elizabeth, so many of us have this problem with our children. I have one granddaughter baptized and one not. It's something we just don't bring up because my daughter can get kind of prickly about the whole thing. And sure. If you could put me in the book as well for family issues, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, everybody that called in today or went on social media, I put you in, and we're going to do special prayers. I have special prayers. I didn't even get to share that because I'm going to run out of time, to the great St. John the Baptist. So yes, Donna, you're in the book. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to squeeze in. We got a couple calls coming in from Texas. Rebecca was first, got ahead of William in Texas and San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rebecca. You just got a couple minutes. Take it away.
Okay. About a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, Father Carlos Martin, I hope I have his name right, wonderful priest, and he has with him more than 100 relics. And so they brought it to our church. We were grateful for that. And one of the relics was a relic of St. John the Baptist.
Wow.
And Father had instructed us, I want you to pray as you walk through the relics. He says, because one of these saints will speak out to you. And I want you, because you are to pay attention to him, call upon him for you know, intercession. Well, lo and behold, St. John the Baptist came to me. And it's like, oh my gosh, St. John the Baptist. I thought, wow. And so I started to think about his attributes, you know, and all that y'all have spoken about so far. Mm-hmm. Well, several months later, I'm going through some papers for something else. And in there, I have baptismal certificates of my family, my kids, and my husband and I. And I'm like, you know, I don't even know our baptisms when we were baptized. So I'm going through and I'm putting them in my phone so I won't forget, right, in my calendar and stuff. I was baptized on the feast of St. John the Baptist. And
wow.
So it was yet another, it was another indication that I am to pray to him, pray for his intercession, and pay attention to him and try to learn from him to be bold in the faith. And then on top of it, you're talking about St. Elijah. Well, my husband's name is Elias. which and my son and my father-in-law, and there's a bunch of Eliases in our family. And so, you know, I know we don't like to do those kind of connections, but it just speaks to me because...
It's a confirmation. Absolutely. Rebecca, this was the perfect finish to this discussion. You are spot on. See, John the Baptist tapped you. You replied. You now realize you were baptized on his feast day. Absolutely, he's close to you. And he's close to all of us because he's a great saint if we would just bring him into our lives. William in Texas, I'm so sorry. I would love to hear what you have to say about St. John the Baptist. Please email me, take2@ewtn.com. Olivia, we've got you in the book and the others as well. You guys are amazing. Thank you to the show team. Thank you, Take Two family. Thank you to the affiliates. Wow, tomorrow Jerry will be back. He missed a good show today. Okay, we ask for the saint of the day, St. John the Baptist, please pray for all of us. We'll see you tomorrow.